Before we learn or continue in this sugya, I'd like to learn with the Olam a chelek of Simon and Chidushei Rav Shimon. We have a very difficult sugya, Efrat Shitas Rav Yosi, to understand what the inyan of Hefker is. So I'd like a little bit to learn a few nekudas that how he's mevarer our sugya. So he says as follows. This is in Simon Chav Dalet and Chidushei Rav Shimon on Masechtas Nedarim. He starts off at a Loshon HaRambam, that the Rambam says, Beperik Beis Mehuches Nedarim Halochi Yedalet HaHefker Afalpi She'enoi Neder Hareyu Kemoi Neder. Now, even the Rambam says, She'osa Lachza Boi in the Goyim is Goyris She'eni Yochel Lachza Boi. And he wants to learn Pshat in the Rambam Halpi the Hago of the Goyim. V'nirali Shebir ha'inyin hu. What is hefker? Shehadin shechal al achefetz moyel ledinei mominitz. If there's halachis that are chal on achefetz, so these halachis accomplish shinuyim in dinei mominitz. For example, the chamoy b'sher ha'nisko shekivin shedin ha'sher lehisokel. Since the halacha is this shayer has to be killed, ein lanu lashkiach klum al mishpat kinyonei hamomin, this shayer has to be killed, so that alone is a hafkor of the bailis of the owner. K'moy kein benidin ze. Kiven sheyichtu habailim es hachefetz al yedei amirosim sheyehevke lakil. This a yichud. That means that every hefker starts with a yichud. That means the person wants that this chayfet should be, everyone should be able to be zeichen this chayfet. She hefker lakel. Nase din zeh lachayfet. So this din is chal on the chayfet. She ain't tzorich rishus berotzei noid me'abayla. That we don't need any more to ask rishus from the Bailim. By yedeis a yocholodim lafkiya kinyoni min hachefetz. This is a way how a person is mafkiya his kinyon from the chefetz. Kivin shechal al hachefetz din zeh shel teires hefker. Es is teires hefker, din hefker means that everyone can take it. That is, we had in the Gemara and Dav Zayin, there's a difference between tzedakah and hefker. Tzedakah is laniyim, hefker is laniyim alashirim. But that's the din. I'm putting a din hefker. We learn out from Shemitah. I'm putting a din hefker on this chayfetz that everyone should be able to take it. That is his yichud, and this din creates dinim ominous. V'din ze shoylel mehachayfetz kol koyach u'shlita shel habaylam. This takes away the ownership of the baylam. So the din is mafkiya, the bailus of the bailum. Val pi derech ze novoy levayer ma de sova Rabbi Yochanan alibe de Rabbi Yosi. De hefker kematone, de ne yoytze mershus bailum ad de osi lishus oich. So he says, the bepashtes hu inyin mukshe meyoit. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean according to Rabbi Yosi? The zevadai de gamle Rabbi Yochanan libe de Rabbi Yosi kval kva chal eze inyin shel hefke. Something was chal already. And that he proves. So he says, so what happened and what didn't happen? Val pima she kosavnu nirali de bire inyin hu. The inyan hefker mechadesh shnei inyanim. Every hefker has two chalokim to it. Yesoy da hefker hu shechal al hachefetz din hefker. Shenis yached lehishtamshus ushlites kalodom. That means the din hefker is that That's his yichud. That's what he wants, that everyone should be able to be shaylet on this chayfetz. Ugmar hahefker, and the gmar of this yichud is shlilas koyach habaylim v'yisroinim akalodom. That means it's abchina ki huam avayehi. That means he wants that people should be able, everyone should be able to be zeich in this chayfetz. That is his yichud. And if he wants that this should be chal on this chayfetz, it becomes. He loses his bailis, and then everyone can be zeich. Hu shlilas koyach habaylim v'yisroinim akalodom. But of course, kinyonim legamri. They take lose the bailis, but it works in two steps. Chmai b'shmita gam abailim elam shim koyach v'shlita yaisim yishal kolodo. Chmai kainu din hefke. V'sayve rab yoichinin alibe de rab yoisi. The gmara hefke, that means, after his yichud, he wants that everyone should have. Areze Hefker means that he wants that everyone should be able to have a shlita on this chayfetz. That's step number one. And the Gemara is that itake kiwama vayehi, and he itake, since he wants, there is such a din of Hefker, so he loses his bailus. V'sayve Rabbi Yochanan alibe de Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara Hefker, shehu shlilas koyach habaylim, Einai nigmar rak ad osi l'shuzoiche. That the gmar, the havko and dini mominis, is nigmar when someone takes it into his own rishus. Hainu. The sh'odom mafkir nechosav hi oise shnei inyonim. He's doing two things. Sheheim echod, which in yesoid are one. Number one, she miyached es nechosov sheyil mafkorim lakel. That's his rotzen, that it should be hefker, that everyone should be able to be zeicher. Lochol mine yishtam sheboilom. Umistalik atzmoy mehem shleyir lahem shum schus boilom. He shouldn't have any schus in this chayfetz. Everyone should be equal. Vehine, lirabonon, nifka koyach habaylim, miyad shechal al nechosim din zeh. So that of course bailis in din emominis comes bebasachas with this din hefke that he was matfis on the chayfetz. Shekol odom, so automatically kol odom yesh lekoyach urishus lishtamish behem kmoy imdover hamufke. Vazeh gufe yoytzim al nechosim b'shus bailim. V'nivka kinyan abaylim. Ule Rabbi Yochanan alibed Rabbi Yosi, hefke kematonye linyaze. Kemoi shebe matone, eine yoytze mushus baylim ad osi lushus hamekabel. Haino, what is talking about matone? Av shenoysen loy rishus limshoich ulaharzik. That means a person, a noysen matone, wants, Reuben wants to give his kalke to Shimon. So he tells Shimon, Leich chazek ukni. Leich chazek ukni accomplishes something. Noisein hakoyach limikabel, liskois bahai chayfetz, shaloi midas bailem, v'gam bal kolchay shalabailem, kozman shalechos rubehem. That means when I say leich hazeik ukni, leich meshoich ukni, I'm giving you a koyach to make a chazoke my kalke, and with this chazoke you'll be mafkiye. I'm giving you a koyach to make a meshiche. And now when you do it, we don't need my das anymore. He could become a sheit already. Could even be bal kolchoi. Kozman is not mevatel the leich hazeik ukni. That means you received a koyach to be mafkiya my bailas. That's what Leich Hazik Akni accomplishes. Mikol Mokim, Loi Nigra Dayin Kinyan Abailam. But till he makes the Maise Kinyan, it still belongs to the Bailam. Ad Osi L'Shuzoich, till he makes, that means he got already a koyach to make a Maise Kinyan, but Kozman, it wasn't used, it still belongs to the Bailam. K'moike, Tzoyva, Rabbi Yochanan, Alibed, Rabbi Yosi, the loinivka koyach habaylim gam behefke ad osil shuzayche. The havkoe of the koyach habaylim starts in dinei mominis. It starts ad, just like matone, just like by matone. The havkoe of the bailis of the bailim starts when the koine makes the maisa kinyan. So here the havkoh l'shus bailim starts when the whoever wants to be zeiche makes the maisa kinyan. Uchsha osi l'shus zeiche oz nigma inyan hahefke. When someone picks it up, then is nigma inyan hahefke v'nivka kinyan habayla. Avo, but here he says a very yisaidistic vote. Bozeh choluk hefker mi matone. But there's a difference between hefker matone. The bematone havkoas kinyin habaylim, vachalois din baylim shalom mekabel hunase keechot. That means by matone, I'm giving you a koyach. Like, you should make it yours. So when you make a maise kinyin, it's yours, becomes yours. That means it was mine till the Maisa Kinyan, then it became yours. There's no in between. The Mukach Inyan came. Ubehevke, chaloish shnei inyonim eile nasim bezeh achazeh. But here, if we're talking about achaloish hefke, hefke means that it doesn't belong to anybody. Now, Kozman, no one picks it up. It belongs to the Bailam of Rishayim. When it becomes his already, so it's his. So when does it become Hefker? There's such an inyan of Hefker. Ube Hefker, chaloi shnei inyonim eilo nasim bezeh chazer. The miyad kshe osi lishu zoiche, the minute the zoiche picks it up, nivka koyach ha-bailam, V'nishach ha-chefetz rege echot b'li b'aylam. V'achar kach chal all of din b'aylam shal ha-koyim. Because he says it has to be Hefker. It has to become Hefker. And he would later bring somebody to Keraya to this Yisoy. He says, so the Lashon of Rav Yochanan and Alibed Rav Yossi, Hefker kematone, that means, without a Maisi Kinyan, there'll never be, of course, b'aylas. But by matonet, of course, bailus is from the noisen to the mekabel. By hefke, without a maisa kinyan, there's no, of course, bailus. The hefke created that there was chaladin, that whoever picks it up could be zoichin it. That means this is b'mokim leicha zeikakni to everyone. Keilu was said to everyone. But of course, bailus of hefke only starts when a person picks it up. And then when a person picks it up, then it becomes hefke, then the next second, then he's oichem in a hefke. Because that's the taich hefke. V'chasher hafkos schus ha-bailim hugmar inyen ha-muchach b'din hefke. I mean, becoming yours, it doesn't have to hefke. Hefke is to become ois mine. That's the inyen of hefke. So therefore, this step happens first, when someone picks it up, so it becomes ois mine, and then it becomes yours. Bishim hochi, koidim shechal inyin zeh, now, so before someone picked it up, so we have here like, aleicha zeka kni to the world, that this should be, everyone should be able to be maftiyat from me. But before someone did anything, you could be chayzer. It's also dibur mavatal dibur. That means because before someone did something, it's only a dibur. There's no chalois in dini mominus yet. Dasi dibur mavatal dibur. So he says further.
That
means if according to Rabbi Yossi, by every hefker, there's a second, it's hefke, and then yen is zeiche. So why a muda hano can't be zeiche if he's mafker it? I mean, he's zeiche mean a hefke. Oh wait, the shal, does it become hefke when he was mafker it right away? Or does it become hefke when yen picks it up? It becomes hefke. So he says, mishum, yeah. Mishemachi osa libe de Rabbi Yosi liskis boze mishenesa banos balachayfetz. The kiven de nisher adayin schus abaylim bechayfetz. Kolzman, Yenna didn't pick it up. So the mother still has abaylus in the chayfetz. Vuloinivka kinyonim haim asurim lamudrano. The chemoi da osa lehenais min abaylim, chemoi ken osa lehenais midover hakonilem. You can't have enough from something that's yours. Va'av de la'acher, she yiske hamudor yiske mi hefke, the schiye will be from hefke, va'oz muta loy lehenais, then he could have an already, because he was zoiche from hefke, aval Chiles avoloshus hu beisel. That means I'm taking it from you and making it hefker and it to become mine. So that's also called, that's also osa in Buddha Hano. So he says, umeyato, ma de pligi rabbonen vrabyesi rak al inyin gmara hefker. The rabbonon ma she nasa adin ala chayfetz. Midin neder, the Rambam said, hefka reyu kin neder. That means it's a tfosis shame on this chayfetz. It's a chayfetz shel hefka. I mean, that's what we hear, the sugi yesh yad le hefka. I'm putting a din on the chayfetz. So according, mashe nasa adin ala chayfetz, midin neder, vishyachtis, she yechoylis b'chol odom lishtamish b'zeh, that this din accomplishes right away in dinei momenis of course bailus. Ul Rab Yosi inyan zeh lehava kemaisa kinyin lohitzi adova mishus bailim. Gakavos achevetz rishus zoiche hu asi betaking into the rishus of the zoiche, that's mafkiyah from the rishus bailim. Vigam. Im abaylim atzmom hichnisom hachefes lirshusom b'teiras chiyim en hefke. We had mentioned this yesterday, that the answer is further on daf lamed, adaf mem dalet, according to Rabbi Yosi, if the baylim could also be zoichem min hefke. That means by taking it now into my reshus b'teiras hefke, so I'm afkia the previous bailus, it becomes hefke, and then it becomes mine. Shu taklus gemara hefke, oz nivka kinyan habailim. So the kinyan of the previous bailim becomes nivka. V'nisha hachevetz rega echod b'li bailim. Umischadish achekach bechefetz kinyin chodosh lebaile matzmum kischus dover chodosh. That means now he's zoichem in a hefker, but you have to have a maisa kinyin, a maisa avkot to take it out of the previous reshus. Abul kulalma yisoidin in a hefker who is yachtes ishtamshes lecholodom. The yisod of hefker is that I want that everyone should be able to use to take this chayfetz. Everyone and anyone should be able to use and take this chayfetz. Umash and nas inyan zay de mirosei shehu kineda. So this is what the Rambam says, that we started off, that ha hefker afal pi she einoi neda, reihu kimoi neda, she einoi yochel lachso boi. Because we pass on like the Chachamim. That means it works with a yichud. I'm yachin this, that everyone should be able to use it. And according to the Chachamim, the kinyonim automatically yachal. And according to Rabbi Yosi, the kinyonim achal when someone makes a kinyon for himself.
Okay, now, so that's my bissel klore geworden, hoffentlich, and now let's see the Gemara further. We had heard yesterday that the Gemara asked Akashe and Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yossi had said that if he made a nether and then he was mafkir, so the mudder is not allowed to have a nor from that, but he was mafkir, because it's still his. But if he was mafkir the chayfetz, and then he made the nether, so then the mudder is allowed to have a nor. So the problem is, if we say, according to Rabbi Yossi, as hefke kematone, so why is the mudder permitted to have hanor? Why is the mudder permitted to have hanor from the chayfetz? It's still the chayfetz of the madels. That was the Gemara's kasha am Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara answered that, The chayfetz he was mafke before is his also, but when he made the nether, he didn't have kavonah to asa that chayfetz. Since he was mafke that chayfetz, now he's making the nether, it means on the chafetzim that he wasn't mafke. Mosiv Rove. Now let's just see the lashon of the Ram, because he has a different girsa than the Gemara. Hochi Garcine. This is the fourth line of the Ram. Mosi Brove. Miktsosan Larishain Vekulon Lashani Shani Zochar Lishtabit Barishain. Uberaisehi Bitesefta the Baba Basra Vahi Perusha. Misha Yeshloi Shne Abode. A person had two Abode, two Abitmanis. V'nosan mitzas nechosov l'rishen. In a chelik of the nechosim, he gave a tenth of his nechosim to the first Eved. V'achar kach nosan l'sheni. And then he gave kol nechosov to the sheni. Loikon l'rishen. Now what he gave, let's see, the tenth of the nechosim that he gave to the rishen, so he's not kind anything. The dilme begufay shaya. That means he's giving a tenth of his nechosim. Now the shayla is, in this tenth, is that first evid included in the tenth? Was the first evid not included? I'm giving a tenth of my nechosim, but you I'm not giving to yourself. I'm keeping you as an evid. The dilme begufay shaya. Maybe he was meshaya, the evid. Vekiven sha'atzmoy loikon. So since the Eved was not koine himself, because there's a sofik, if he meant to give himself to himself, is nechosim nami loikon. So the Eved is not koine the nechosim also. The Avid the koine nixi is an Eved knani that's koine nechosim. So there's a klal mashe kon Eved kon rabba. Avosheni, the sheni he gave all the nechosim, kulon l'sheni. Avosheni zocher ba'atzmoy, he gave him all the nechosim, so he's giving the sheni to himself. Uben nechosim, and he zocher all the nechosim, so all the nechosim he zocher. Bezocher nami lihishtabed barishen, and now the first abed also belongs to him. The legabe leke shiure, because legabe the second eved, there's no shiur. He says he gave a tenth of the nechosim to the first eved, and the first eved I have a suffix: are you in the tenth or you out of the tenth? So memele, the eved cannot be zoiche in himself. The second eved he gave all the nechosim, so there's no shiur in the maton of the second eved, so he's kind of himself. He's kind of all the nechosim that's left over, and he's also kind of the first Eved. The Amrit, de ein datoi al ma she hifker, och in nami ein datoi al ma she nosan kwa. So now the Gemara is asking a kasha, if you say such a musik, that ein datoi al ma she hifker, och in nami ein datoi al ma she nosan kwa. Now let us explain the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is as follows. Rabbi Yossi holds, after hefker, it's still his. So now let's be mavar a little bit what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi, let's say a person had two apples. He was mafke the first apple. It's still his apple, but he was mafke the first apple. Let's make it better, an apple and an orange. He had an apple and orange. I'm mafke the apple. Then he goes and he says, I'm his mother, his nechosim, to Reuven. His mother's nechosim to Reuven. So now the shaila is Reuven permitted, now is mafka the orange. Now, so Rabbi Yossi says, the orange, Reuven cannot take the orange because the orange belongs to me. So when Reuven takes the orange, he's taking the orange from me. So he's having kandah from me. The orange he can't take. What about the apple? So theoretically, the apple also is mine. Kozman, someone is eichen the apple. The apple is also mine. So the Gemara asks, but here Rabbi Yossi says that Reuven can take the apple. So he says, why? Because here there's a different lamdas. Kol hanoida ein dati mashivka. That means when I made the nether, not what I was mafkir. As mafkir before, even though halachically it belongs to me still, but if I was mafkid before, so when I made now a nether of nichsai, I don't have in zinin to answer you from that. I was mafkid already, even though halachically it's minor chosen, but kol ha-noider ein date ha-mashe hifke kvar. So the Gemara is asking Akasha as follows. That means this person gave the a tenth of his nechosim to the Eved Rishon. Then he says, kol nechosai should be given to the Eved Sheni. In kol nechos, so halachically, the Eved Rishon was not koine himself. Halachically, the Eved Rishon was not koine the nechosim. That's halachically. But if Rabbi Yossi says a svarim, that kol ha-noider ein data ma-shehivke, that means when I'm making a nether, I don't cheshbin with what I was mafka before, even though halachically it's mine, but I'm not making the nether. That I made hefka, Benny, that's, I want it to be hefka. So when I say kol nichsai to the second Eved, I'm not taking into consideration what I gave to the first Eved. So why does it say that the second Eved is kind of everything? So we see, your Yisod is not Eved. When the person says, kol nichsai, whatever halachically is my nechosim, I'm giving to you. So if the first matona was not chal, so I'm giving you kol nichsai. So the same thing over here, if halachically, after the first hefke, the hefke of the apple, it's still mine, and I'm mother you for my nechosim, so the nether should be chal on the first apple also. That's the Gemara's kash. Now, the Teranoire asks on the Gemara's kash, he asks as follows. He asks, he says, L'chayre, there's a big chilek between these two. By hefke, he says, when the person was mafke the apple, what does he want? He wants it should be hefke. I mean, he doesn't want that this apple should remain his. He wants it to be hefker. So even though halachically it's his, but when he's noida min nechoso, so he doesn't think of that because this he wants to be hefker. So mele, he wanted it to be, so it didn't become hefker yet, but when a person is, you can't have anor from my nechosim, he doesn't consider that his nechosim because he wants to be mafkirit. So this he doesn't consider his nechosim, even though Kozman Noam was eichenit, halachically it's his, but when he makes another, he doesn't consider this as his nechosim.
Here a person made a matone, which wasn't chal. So what he did, he didn't do anything. I mean, nothing was chal. So the matona wasn't chal. So now he's giving kol nechosav. So kol nechosav includes whatever he has. There the hefka was chal. No, the hafkom el shusoy wasn't chal yet. Well, the whole time hefka works in two steps. But the hefka was chal, so therefore he doesn't think of it as his nechosim, because the hefka is chal and there's a procedure of hefka. So he doesn't, when he asks his nifsa, he doesn't mean those nechosim. But over here he made, the first matana wasn't chal at all. So if it wasn't chal, so the mele, so he says kol nifsa, so he means kol nifsa. As if the canon of Rakasha. I thought perhaps we could say, what's the story over here? When he gave him a tenth of his nechosim, what were his intentions over here? I mean, it's a galechta. I mean, what did he want to do? Is dasichmir? He meant it in all sincerity to give him a tenth of the nechosim. La haloche, since he wasn't mevare, which tenth he's giving him? La aloche, since he wasn't mevarer that you're in this tenth, so either we shall have cheskes mori kame, or there's a chesor of kruskite, that means since it's not mevurer, so you can't become meshuchel with such a loshen. Halochically, the matone doesn't help. But he doesn't have to be a London, the nice and matone. I mean, he didn't say, I mean, when he gave him a tenth, he meant that it should work. But halachically, the Eved cannot be zoiche himself with such a shtar, since the shtar did not specify if he's a chelik of the tenth. So halachically, the shtar doesn't work. But he had intentions to give it away. So, if we're saying a svogah, that what a person has intentions to give away when he says, when he speaks about something else, this doesn't register in his mind. See, he had intentions to get, we're talking about a yesterov, and the Rav told him, we're not up to that yet. He wrote a shtai, he wrote, I'm giving you a tenth in this, and I'm giving you the kol nichsai. So, according to his intentions, he thought he gave away a tenth of the nechosim with the eved to the first Eved, and the rest he's giving away to the second Eved. Now that we see how logically the matana wasn't chal, so here it says in the Beraisa that so the second Eved is kind of everything, but this does not stim with the svarid. I mean, since he had intentions to give away the Eved, to give away these nechosim, and for all practical purposes he did not know that the matana is chal. So you should say a svar, just like you say, kol anoida ein date al mashe hitke, you should say, kol anoida ein date al mashe kvar nos. So we see this svar is not a true svar. There's no yin of datoi. I'm mad you my nechosim. Whatever's my nechosim, you're mudder from. So halachically, the apple is my nechosim, so it should also be, you should be mudder from the apple also. So that's the Gemara's kash and Rabbi Yech. Ella Omarove, eine Time der Rabbi Yossi, Gzeira Mishum Atones Beis Chayim. The time of Rabbi Yossi is Gzeira Mishum Atones Beis Chayim. Zogt Ran, Ella Omarove, Time Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Atones Beis Chayim. Oma, Umidinei Vadaim, Atulu Rabbi Yossi Shal. That means that this is a whole new mahalach. Everyone holds hefke is chal right away. And meikar adin, if a mader is mafke is nechosim, the mother can take it. Mechi afker and afker lay mershusay. Ela dekiven danan sadi, the loy afkerei. Ela kedei she yisker mudder. Since we have a non-sadi, that, why was he mafkirit? El kadeshi yiske muda.
Isharin alay, if we'll say the mud is allowed to have no, osi le mishrei afula heichedama befeirish, that he only wants that the mud should be mutter, and he won't make a geher gehefke. Chemaise de beis choyren. Was a meise de beis choyren, des nam bepirken de lekamon, ואינם לפונך על תשיובי אבא ויוכל אימונו. There was a meise by the beis choyren. That means someone was making that some achasene. His father was muda hanom in the chosop. So he had a problem. How could the father come to the chasene? So he gave someone else all the tzorche achasene. And he said, ואינם לפונך על תשיובי אבא ויוכל אימונו. It means, I'm not giving it to you. Yenna was Magdish. It's mine. Oh, Magdish, the whole suit, Magdish and Losh Mashiach. No, I'm not giving it to you. It should be yours. I'm only giving it to you that my father should be able to come. So I'll upon him. So what pshat? So he's not giving it to him. He just wants to look for a heta. So memele the mishimoche. So that is why Rabbi Yossi holds Hefke is no good. That means Hefke al aloche would zikha help me ikaradim. But if you're able to be mater amuda through Hefke, so he'll be mater amuda full without Hefke. He'll make something that really it's still his. No, today that the muda should be able to have an offer from it, it'll work. Just like the batnas b'nei chayrim. It should be someone else's today that the muda should take it. Mishimachi davke bin nidre koidem lavkeiroim. Also, dikele migza. That means if he made the nether before the hefke, so the whole purpose of the hefke is to be matel, the nether for the muda. So then megoizer, he might come and make a heta like matnas beis choyre, which is not a heta. Aber lavkeiroi koidem lenidre shori. But, if the hefke is before the neder, so he didn't make the hefke to be matter the neder. So since the hefke is a geherige hefke, so therefore it is mutter. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tanya, wir lernt in der Bereise, hamavkir esodeyu, a person was mafkir his sodet. Kol shloisha yomim yochel arzabai. The first 3 days, it could be chayze from the hefke. And we'll see in the run, that means, a fill of someone was eich in the field, he could also be chayze from the hefke. Mikan ve'elach, after 3 days, ein yochel arzabai. He can't be chayze. But we'll see the lomdas and the ram, but just let's, the facts of this b'raise is, the b'raise is telling us, a person was mafka field, so the first 3 days, the hefka is worthless. Afilu someone was eich in the field, gone, she can take it away from him. Mikan ve'elach, after the 3 days, einu yochel arzabai. So if someone was eich in it, it's finished, it's his. Omar, case number 2. Tehei sode zu mufkeres liyaymecha. What if he said the sode should be hefke for 1 day? L'shabbos achas for 1 week. L'chodesh echad for 1 month. L'shana achas for 1 year. L'shavua echad for 1 7-year period. Now, here the din is different. Ad shaloi zoche bo. If no one was zeiche yet in this field, bein hu bein acher, say the someone is someone else, or the someone is himself, yochelachse boy, he could be chayzer from the hefke. Mishezoche bo bein hu bein acher, but if someone was zeiche in the hefke, Eine Joche Lachseboi. Reishe Rabbonon Seife Rabbi Yossi. Now the whole thing is Yisrei Teireto, so we have to see the Ram. But Al Koponim, before we see the Ram, we have to just understand one thing.
The Reisha said, the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer is, actually zocha bo, misha zocha bo. That means in the Sefer is mamish Rabbi Yossi. The Sefer says, before there was a hefker for a day, for a week, for a year, whatever it is. And there it says like this. It says mamish Rabbi Yossi's halacha, the way Rabbi Yochanan says pshat. Till someone is zeich in the hefke, you can be chayzer from the hefke. After someone is zeich in the zeichet, then it's finished. He can't be mevatlet. Someone was zeich, say he was zeich himself, say someone else was zeich. So then nothing can be done about it. That's what it says in the sefer. The sefer is mamish what Rabbi Yechon was telling us, alibi de Rabbi Yossi. The Reish is telling us a completely different din. The Reish is telling us the first 3 days someone is mafkir, the first 3 days someone is mafkir, so the halacha is that if someone was zeich in it, it can be chayza. The hefke isn't chal the first 3 days, for some reason. After the 3 days, it's chal already. You can't be chayza if no one was zeich in it. So the Reish tells us a magic Indian of 3 days, which we have to understand. But after 3 days, finished, it's hefker. There's no din chazor anymore. And the Sefer tells us that there's a chilik, atchaloi zocha, misha zocha. So the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi's din, the Reish is a different din. So I want to say, Reish Rabbonon, the Sefer Rabbi Yossi. But al kaponim, we have a riot to Rabbi Yochanan and a libe to Rabbi Yossi, that there's such a musik, actually, zocha bo, misha zocha bo. Zoktera, tanya hamavkir esodeyu, kol gimul yomim yochel lachzaboy. Zoktera, do isi shmuazu, shloinis barere yofe bedivrei harishoinim zal, lefiani is daiti. I don't have a clockite the way the rishoinim explained the sukkim. Vekach nira li bepirusha. So therefore, Bram is telling us abshav. Kol shloishi yomim yochal arzabay, mekan vilachin yochal arzabay. Bidaka maflik beseife, dim omar teisal dezum of kersliim echot bein zocho li loy zocho. And the seife it says, the din chazore is atchaloy zocho. Misha zocho en yochal arzabay. The Tony Shach Loizocha, Yochalagzabai, Umishazach, and Yochalagzabai. Ubereisha Loi Maflik Bochi. The Reisha does not differentiate actually Zocha, Mishazach. Elo Taylach Azore, Bekoidim Gimel, Ulacha Gimel. After Gimel, doesn't matter what happened, you can't be Chayza. Shmamino Ohito, Kol Gimel Yomit, Yochalagzabai Mehefkeira. The first 3 days, Yochel Arzabai Mefkeiroi, Afilu Zocha Acha Kaidem Chazarose, Afilu someone was Zoich in the field, Loikone, that person isn't Koine, Umeforish Taim Ulekama. Now what's this Indian that you could be Chayza the first 3 days? The Mafkirin Vohodrin behind. Mishum hefker poter min hamaisa. Hoyu ramoyim mafkirin sadisein kedeli poter. Voyodaiton bishas hefkeiron sheyarzur behen viyisku behen. Vinimtsish lai hoya hefkeiron elo laharome bulvat. Now, before we go further, we should see the lotion. 1 minute of the run, and that mandalad amedbeit. The mafkirin, first the mafkir, and then the zeichen. So the run says as follows. The dibamasra lihochi, and then we should go down 4 lines, umafakin and amarovim, neha ramoy. The mafkirin vahodrin boy, kloima. Shafilu mit, the ramoim mit chiloson eino mafkirin.
They're not mafkir. There's no gemiras das and hefkir. And look at they yachzru ben. They want to be zeicher right away back. They have no intentions that it should be hefkir that anyone and everyone can take it. V'nimtza she'ein hefkir on hefkir. So min atayre, the hefkir is not a hefkir. That means if a person says I'm after it, and then someone wants to come, no. And he goes and takes it right. So that means there was no intentions whatsoever to make a hefke. He said the words, but he is right away, he is in zinah to be zoichet right away. He has no intentions to make it really hefke. Now, why is he doing this? He's doing this because he wants to save himself a lot of money, because hefke is part of mina maisa. So he's mafke the field, and then he'll be zoichet mina hefke. But he has no true intentions of making a real hefke. Person has no true intentions of making hefke. So memele v'nimtza she'ein hefker and hefker ella harome bovat. So the whole thing is only harome, but it doesn't have a teiras hefker. That's for that means there were people by Klal Yisrael, they were amoim, and their hefker was not a hefker. They talked it in me. Now, so let's go back to Aran over here. Kol gimel yomim yochel achze bei mefkeire. Efilu zocha acha koydem chazerose. Efilu someone else was zeiche. Leikon, that person wasn't kain. Mufarish taima lekama. The mafkerin vahodrin bohain. They were mafke, and then right away they went to be zeiche in the field that they were mafke. The mishum de hefker potamina maisa, hoyu haramoim mafkirim sodeisayim, kidei lihi potter. So the ramoim were mafke their fields, kidei lihi potter. Vohoyu daton bishasavkeim, these were ramoim. Vohoyu daton bishasavkeim, shiavzben vihiskubem. Their hefka of Ramoim was only orme. It didn't halachically. It didn't help anything. So therefore, the Chachomim wanted to show that we don't recognize this hefka as a hefka. Shem yisku behem lo yir kizoichim in a hefka. If they'll be zoiche, so it's not called they were zoiche min a hefke, because it never became hefke. That's what the Chazal said. Yochel achze boy, that they said not that it became hefke and you zoiche min a hefke, and if you'd be, and if that would take be the emes, so then it would be potem in a meise. No, the hefke wasn't chal. That means there was no hefke. Nim shleyev keirem, yeah. Fik rutzleim, shim yitzke ben leike zoiche min a hefke. That it never became ice yours. Someone else will be zoiche. Layikne, he's also not kind. The mafke yochel avze by teich gimel. The mafke can take it back. The avo gav the gabi ache leke le meichish le ramoy. That means, achzich mir, the Yel Sashacha says as follows. There were ramoyim by Klal Yisrael. Now, who the Ramoim were, we don't know. So Chazal said that every person, the first 3 days, we have to assume he's a Ramai. So therefore we said, if you're Zoiche, in your field that you are Mavke, Yechayev B'maisa. That's what Chazal said. We do not accept Zefke as a Hefke. So that was by the mafke. Maybe it's not a rami, but Chazal said they were chayish. Each person, maybe he's a rami. So Mamil, so they said that your hefke wasn't chal. That was to thwart the attempts of the ramoy. Now, what'll be if someone else will be zeiche? So Lechera, theoretically, he wasn't Zeiche, and someone else was Zeiche, so we see that that it's, I mean, this guy, I mean, he's not a Ramay. The Ramay, but we see he wasn't Zeicher, someone else was Zeicher. Hafal Pikein, we said Yochel Avzaboy, and he can take away from that person also. If someone else is Zeicher, so we don't have a right to be Chayesh that he's a Ramay. If he's Zeicher himself, or if he maybe never meant to be Mavke. Someone else is Zeicher. That means we defeated our purpose. If we'll say that someone else is Zeiche, so it belongs to him. That means they wouldn't listen to the Kona's Chazal. Chazal said by them the Hefke doesn't work. And the Chai B'mais, that's what Chazal said. But these Ramoim belong to them also. But if someone else was Zeicher, or he said belongs to him, well, listen, Rabbis, is it Hefke or not Hefke? If someone else could be Zeicher, so if I was Zeicher, so it's also Hefke. So don't tell me it's Chai B'mais. You can't pull the wool over my eyes. So therefore, in order for Chazal to be consistent, they had to say, that it's not hefka for anybody. Some emela, so he could be chayza from someone else also. One mahalach. Va'oit shekiven shanogu aramoim beramus omzeh kol gimel yomim. Einei mizbarish yei hefka dikol meichish de loy midat hay mavkir el al rome belvat loy have a hefka. That means in the first 3 days, everyone, Chazal were chayish, is becheskas chamai. So memela, not only als, that means if we assume he's a ramai, so logically we can assume that the Yana wasn't kind either. So memela, so that's why we take away from Yana. That means, Chazal said the first 3 days, to my love 3 days we'll see soon, but the first 3 days, everyone is Becheskas Ramay. There are Ramoyim by Klal Yisrael. I don't know who the Ramoyim are, or the Mira Leinayim, but I don't know who the Ramoyim are. So Chazal said, so halachically we have to assume Kozman. He doesn't prove that he's not a Rami, you have to assume that he's a Rami. The first 3 days, the Becheskes Chamoy, so Mamela, so the Hefke is not valid to us. Not Lagabi himself, not Lagabi someone else. Mikan Ve'elach, what happened 3 days past, and no one was Zeich in it yet, and Yochelav Zeboi, Bafulu Leizoch Boy Odo, is like calling men alive the bait mission the lach is like so like lam echish la ramoy she kol shana sa hefke ber ramoy is in a bail mach in this case by yes me gimel. That means if a person had an intent to make a hefke ber ramoy, this would not be left hefke for 3 days. He would make sure to be zeche back. If he doesn't have an intent to, I mean, mice is one thing, but he has no intent to be mafka the field. So he would zikha take it back in the 3 days. If he didn't take it back in the 3 days, now he's showing his true colors. He's talking, not a Rami, he's not from the Ramoy. So after 3 days. So in Mele, this chash that he's a Ramay falls off. So Mele, after 3 days, so now it's Efke. So ain't your chalazaba. If no one was zoichen it, because you can't be chaser from Efke. That is, if he was Mavke Loilo. The Omar, the Hei Sodezu Mufkeres, the Yoim Echot, the Shabbos Achas, Ashley Zochabo, Ben Hu Ben Acher, Yocher Larzaboy. Hei Sherabonon, Beseifer Rabbi Yaisi. Kasal Kedai Tachashtek. The Gemara understood now. The time the Rabbi Yosi the also b'masnisin kid Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara went back that some of the time of Rabbi Yosi is like Rabbi Yochanan. Domalel the hefke kematone the ad the osilu shuzayche loy nofik mishus mafke. That means the Rishus Zoyche is Mafkiya from the Rishus Mafke. Mishim Hochi Koma, Reisha Rabbonim B'Seif Rabbi Yosi. And B'Hochi Osu Leikula B'Reis Shabbat. Not the whole B'Reis is good. The Reisha K'toni, Kol Shloisha Yomim Yochel Asa, B'nei HaRamoim, is the Chifrishis. The first 3 days, we are Chayish, he's a Ramai, and Memele, Chifrishis. Mekan Ve'Elech. Eine Joche Larsa boi Medine, the Svirele la Rabono, the Rabono on hold, the Hefke, the Svirele, Kerabonum is done, the Hefke me idne the Afkere Mafke, Norfolk Lamer Shusei. That means it's Hefke, you can't be Seicher. That's what the ratio is. So after 3 days, when I have a Biro that this was a true Hefke, so now he can't be choise. He can't be choise from Hefke to Hefke. The safe Ktoni, the Omar Teisa, the Zoom of Keres, Liyemech, Bechi Aigavne, Lekala Mechish, Leramoy. If he's only Mafke for 1 day, so I see very clear he's not a Rame. The Date, Beidne, the Avkre, the Lehed of Eliske, Bela Alto, if he really has intentions not to be Mafke, he has intentions to be Zeche right away, why do you make such a meshugan a hefke that should be a hefke for 1 day? Lafkuri legamri. Even the diet of the matter of the miskim. If he has intentions to be zeiche, if he's a rami, so why does he have to spell it out? But it's from him. I'm hefke for the oil of word and then I'll be zeiche right away. The even the diet of the matter of miskim, this person is not a Ramai. Loise is man shevkirei, goma vehivkir, v'loi harom meklav. He's mafke for a day. He's like a mafke for a day. And he means it ernst. He means it ernst for the day. It could be his intentions are that if it's hefkir, so now we put him in a maise. That's what he's mafke for a day. And he was satilim the whole day, no one should be zeicher. But al kaponim, he was takke mafke for this day, he meant to be mafke. He was hoping no one will be zeicher. And if you want it, al fikach. Mishe zoche, bein hu, bein acher. If someone was zeicher, that's what it says over here. Mishe zoche, bein hu, bein acher, en yoche lachzabe. If it's a true hefter, It's not a rome. So a male, if someone was zeicher, it's a finish. So it was zeicher in a hefke. V'ha'as yishapa fila rabono. That's going to fill it rabono also. Miu, my diktoni, actually zeicher bo. But here it says, actually zeicher bo ben hu ben acher, yochel lachza bo. This is Rabbi Yosi. This is going according to Rabbi Yosi. This is going according to Rabbi Yis. The Rabbono, because according to the Rabbono, even the Omri, the Nofek Meshusa, how could he be? How could he be Chayzer? So this is going according to Rabbi Yis. Actually, Zocha by Yechalach, but it's going according to Rabbi Yis. Veinachanami. The Chik Toni le Rabbi Yis, actually, Zocha bo. Bein hu, bein acha, Yechalach, the boy. Lav davke behevke shulez man ke gavne de seife. Afilo behevke lom is tiny reishe. The Yochalach Zabai Shlei Zochabo. According to Rabbi Yosi, in the ratio also, after the 3 days, he could also be Chayza. Mir. Shem Dudinim Shazochabo, Eini Yodami Shazochabo, Eini Yochalach Zabai, or till the 3 days. Till the 3 days also could be Chayza. That means like this. That what you could be choizer in the first 3 days, so that seems also according to Rabbi Yosi. By hefkeloilo. But there the dinji could be choizer, if someone was zeich, he could also be choizer. So that's why we differentiate between the hefka loylomi, which were chayish for olme, and the hefka lizma, which is not chayish for olme. V'yitzich lemisnul yemech l'shabes achas, is toni namik ugavne ashele zocheb. That's why it says, ugavne ashele zocheb, you could be chayish. Because this is a real hefka. And here we said ashele zocheb, v'chiteime. Misha Zochabu Diktoni Den Yochalachzaboy Kloima Babehevka Fil Rabbi Yosi Upotamina Maisa Heichi Osyale Shape. How does this stem with Rabbi Yosi Misha Zochabu? The Kiman is Fil Rabbi Yosi, the Hefka Ada Osyale Shuzoiche, Leinofik Meshus Mavke. Rabbi Yosi holds that it doesn't leave the Rishus of the Mavke to Osyale Shuzoiche. Nimse dechi hoder zoche bei midideiko zoche. So it comes out when he was zoche his own. Till he was zoche, it was his. When he's zoche his own field. V'loi mefkeich. V'loi lo moi navki mirshusai. That's the Ranskash. Ef shaloima. Neheide kesova rabbi yoisi da'ad da'osi lo shusoiche. Haker Rabbi Yosi holds that till it comes l'shuzoiche loinofik mishus mavke, afalohochi ki heichi di zochi be'acher. But just like by someone else, it's his till someone is zoiche. The zochi be'acher, but when someone else is zoiche, zochi mehevkeire v'loy mematone. But when someone else is zoiche, according to Rabbi Yosi. So this chiyah makes it ois by limbs, and it makes it hefker. Then it becomes his, as we mentioned from Abshimin. Zochi mi hefker v'loi mi maton. That's not called maton, kimin sho ye efshe la'ache gam keliskes, but since everyone else could be zoiche, so b'shad is, he is zoiche me hefker not mi maton. Ochi nami. Ki hoder iu gufi vizochi befeirish, mitayres hefke, vloi bistam, ki hech lenitle bachazore, afuatz me zoich men hefke mifke. So meile by he himself, if he says he wants to be zoich men hefke, si zoich men hefke. Ki min shadayin lechosa boy. Vo ache yochel iskeis boy. Someone else also could have been zoich now. That means the hafko, mishus bailim, occurs when someone picks it up to take it for himself. Now the someone could be someone else, it could be himself also. The Mali who Mali Yach Ilkach Ireisha Rabono Besefer Rabbi Yosi Mituk Melei Shapir. So then it's very good. So it's very good we understand the difference between the Reish and the Sefer. Miu. Milse dit miu heichi noket la tana alibe de trei tanoi. That is a problem. So how could it be like this? So therefore, we have, later Reish Lakish is going to say at Teretz that in the Sefer, full of the Rabbanim are also made, and we'll see this tomorrow.